Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm Mitchell Keenan.
And this is our pilot broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. First, since this is our first official broadcast, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves. Mitch, why don't you do the honors and go first here?
Well, I don't know. I'm a pretty chills guy, I guess. Doing this radio show as a co-host, it's an honor to be here, for sure. And we're going to play some awesome music, and we're going to talk about some crazy things. Hope you guys enjoy.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mitch. And I'm Eric Terry. I'm from Oshawa, Ontario. Obviously Ontario, because I don't know of any other Oshawa around here. But I come in, commute every day, and just so everybody knows, this is all volunteer stuff. We're doing this because, you know, we want to do this, and we know we have listeners who want to listen. I'm your host here for Where the Wind Blows, and hopefully, as Mitch said, we're going to have some pretty cool stuff going on here. Lots of good music, lots of great interviews. Before we start talking to our guest here, we have a little bit of an announcement to make first. We had another co-host, and his name was Axel. Unfortunately, due to personal reasons, he will no longer be with us.
But remembered in spirit.
We definitely remembered in spirit. So, on that note, we are now here joined live with Brian Keiko. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Not a problem. So the reason why we have you here today, you have a business called Dreamland Apparel.
Yes, yeah, I'm the co-owner of Dreamland Apparel. I run the company with a good friend of mine named Chris Elliott.
Very nice.
That's pretty awesome. So what exactly is Dreamland Apparel, if you can give us a little bit of background about that and a little bit of background about yourself as well?
Well, Dreamland Apparel was a company, it was an idea actually that started in 2006. My business partner and a friend of his actually started the idea for the company, and it's just kind of snowballed and blossomed into something so much more than what they originally conceptualized it to be. And I came on the project about a year ago, and since then we've really done some really cool things. So it's it's really growing into an awesome apparel company. So.
Awesome. And this is your own business, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
24, and he's got his own business, guys.
Damn.
I have written here, well, not written, but typed here, that you went to the University of Guelph for landscape architecture.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah.
Now, landscape architecture and fashion design are two completely different fields. Could you elaborate for us and tell us where that came from and why you decided to switch fields on us?
Well, when I went into landscape architecture, I was I actually had done a year of geography in university, and I spent a lot of time in university figuring out a lot of the things that I didn't want to do.
I guess what it's good for.
Though. Yeah, I guess university was more about screwing up really than making something of myself. But you know, in the end of it, I found that path that I wanted to be on. So they are two totally different things, but they do have a lot of similarities as well. Landscape architecture is a very design-driven profession, not a very necessarily creative profession, but design-driven, and the fact is also a very design-driven world. So.
So what would you say sets apart your company from any other fashion design company?
I'd really say at this stage in the game, it's the community we have around what we're doing. You know, we're a company that's so far really built off people. We don't even like to refer to ourselves sometimes as a company, but more of a community of really inspired people and inspiring people. We work with some awesome writers. John Godfrey, for example, is an incredible guy, and he contributes a lot of content for our blog.
Nice.
And I'd say the quality of our garments as well really puts us apart as we produce timeless classic garments that really kind of stray away from the trends. We like to do our own thing and be consistent in our brand and everything that we put out.
So. Yeah. So if two people were to see each other on the street wearing these garments, they would it'd be like a conversation starter, right?
It actually happens. We hear stories about that all the time. Nice. We get calls from friends and people saying, "Oh, I saw someone wearing a Dreamland shirt," and it's the happiest news. We love to hear stuff like that. It's really, really cool.
That's awesome. Absolutely fantastic here. Another thing that I've got here, you said your job title is a net setter. Now, I know a lot of listeners here don't know what a net setter is. Would you be able to tell us exactly what a net setter is.
Okay, yeah, definitely can do that for you. I would say, like, my primary occupation right now is a online entrepreneur or web developer, and that is what a net setter is. A net setter is someone who understands how to use the internet for revenue generation.
Cool.
And to build a career path using strictly just the internet and the resources available on the internet. So net setter could kind of be loosely translated to online entrepreneur. So
right on. Mm-hmm. Now, we were on the phone last night, and I didn't get all this written down because the conversation we got into was pretty deep and pretty intense.
Yeah.
But a lot of kids going into, you know, just graduating high school, going into college, going into university, they don't know what they want to do, but they're afraid that they're going to mess up. You know, they're going to get in. Oh, I'm going to waste my money. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't think this is what I want to do. And they get there and they have that thought, what if this isn't what I want to do? What do you have to say to people like that? If through your own experience, I wouldn't say people like that, but people who have those thoughts, what do you say to that?
I would say that I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do. it's a lifelong process. So what you really have to think about in that situation when you're just coming out of high school and going into college or university is think about, what do you like to do? Not what do you want to do, but what do you like to do? What are your favorite things in the world at that point in time? You know, do you like to design? Do you like math? Find that topic of interest that really speaks to you, the one thing you're passionate about, and follow that. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about what your parents are telling you. Oh, you know, you'll never get a job as a painter. Well, I know some incredibly successful painters out there. Do it because you love to do it, not because you think you have to do it to make a living, because the money will come. The living always comes secondary. I always look at money and income as the byproduct of doing what I love. If I do what I love and I do it really well, then that comes. The living takes care of itself.
Yeah. So pretty much, as cheesy as it sounds, do what you love, follow your heart, because that's how you got to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school as a landscape architect, and here you are. You design your own fashion. You've got your own clothing line. Two mm-hmm. completely different things from what you did in university and what you're doing on the job now. So. I'm guessing what we can all say here is what you're trying to tell us. Follow your heart, because it's your passion that drives you.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely. You have to find that passion. And don't stress over finding that passion. You find it. And sometimes that's a process of elimination. It doesn't always come easy. Sometimes you have to do a lot of things that and go through a lot of things that you think you want to do, and then you realize that you don't want to do them. And that's okay, too. It's just part of that process. So.
Awesome. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that was Brian Keiko. Thank you for coming in with us and sharing your success and your stories with us. And I can also see you're wearing a Dreamland shirt today as well.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Awesome. Once thanks, again, guys. That was Brian Keiko. Thank you for coming
thanks,
in.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been great.
See you, dude.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on the topic, actually, of being in your own business, I have one of my best friends has his own little recording studio. And it's called Hidden Talent Studios. I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter page. And eventually we'll have our own little...
we're getting a cell phone.
One second. But he does his own little thing. So, and it's called Hidden Talent Studios. And here's a little song done by yours truly from this guy's studio. This is the rendition of Mariana's Trench Beside You, done by myself. Here it is.
When your tears are spent on your last pretense, and your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense, when it's in your spine like you've walked for miles, and the only thing you want is just to be still for a while. Oh, The space between the thing is blurry nonetheless. When you try to speak, but you make no sound. And the words you want are out of reach, but they've never been so loud. If your heart wears thin, I will hold you. Trust in me, don't pull away. Just trust in me,
trust in me.
Cause I'm just trying to keep this together. Cause I could do worse and you could do better.
Tears I spent on your last pretense.
And your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. If your heart wears thin, I will hold you up, and I will hide you. When it gets too much, I'll be right beside you. I'll be right beside you. If your heart wears thin, I will hold you up, and I will hide you. When it gets too much, I'll be right beside you.
Nobody will break you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Beside You featuring yours truly, Eric Terry. We were having some technical difficulties on our end for some reasons. Apparently, we weren't streaming out. Right now we're gonna go to the Where did my phone go?
We are experiencing some.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're just having a little bit of technical problems here. Apparently the signal wasn't going out to a few people, but apparently we're good now. So we did double check all that.
Got the science worked out.
We got the science. Everything's all worked out. Once again, we would like to thank Brian Keiko for coming in and sharing his story with us today.
Thanks, so, Brian. Wherever you are.
Wherever he is, we will never know. But, just call that one there. Where'd it go? Sorry, guys. We're just going to get somebody on the line here. Next on our lineup of things, we're... Sorry, guys. While we're trying to figure stuff out, sorry, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are really sorry for the delay here. We're going to put on a great classic song here. We're just going to put that through before we go through. Once again, we are really, really sorry that this isn't going as we planned. We're going to play a little song that everybody knows. It's called American Pie by Don McLean. We're going to cut to that now. And, that wasn't it. And here it is, American Pie by Don McLean.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In a cast. Now the halftime and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here with Where the Wind Blows, and on the phone we have Aaron McCray. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are doing pretty good, thanks. Now, why... Oh, I forgot to turn you on there. Here we go. Are you good now?
Yeah. Well, can you guys hear me?
You can hear us okay, right, Aaron?
Yes, you can.
Aaron? Aaron?
Yep.
You can hear us okay?
Sort of.
All right. Yeah, sorry, we're going to... We have you on speaker because our little phone thing isn't working 100%. So I'm going to move closer to the phone here. I'm going to turn my microphone a little bit down here. So here we go. So we're going to try it this way. So the reason today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Erin McCray on the phone is because she was on a show called My Date With. And,
With God.
Not with God, no. With Marianas Trench, which is a great band, actually. And, that song that you heard, before American Pie, which was Beside You, that was, my little rendition of it. So Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And, so we're gonna just try and get you to describe your experience of this. So we're just going to do that by obviously asking a series of questions, and you're going to answer in response. First of all, as most people probably want to know, how did you get selected to be on the show?
Well, the girl Kelsey, who was on the show, she entered a video in a contest. There's on the Much Music page, there was, would you like to win a date with Marianas Trench? And she entered her video, and she told me, she got top four, so she told me that if she wins, she's going to bring me on the date. So I was kind of her guest on the date.
Awesome. When I did watch the episode, I don't know how many people watched it or not, but I know I did. When Tim Deegan, that's who it was, right? Tim Deegan?
Yep.
When he came to your door and said, hey, do you want to come to Vancouver with us to see Marianas Trench? What was the first thought that went through your head?
No way. I was like, it was a huge shock. It didn't feel real. I actually asked my friend to pinch me because it didn't feel real.
And I think I remember seeing that.
Thing that was going to be over in a day, and then nothing else was going to happen after that. But it was awesome. Like didn't even sink in.
Right on. And so what they did, and they pay, everything was exclusive, correct? Everything was paid for, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
And so they paid for your train ticket to go to Vancouver. When you got off the plane out of the airport out of Vancouver, what was your when you first walked out that door out of the airport, what was going through your mind?
It's freaking cold. It was really cold. It was about 12 degrees and cloudy, and we had come from 30 degree Toronto weather, so we weren't quite prepared for that. But once we got to downtown Toronto, it was beautiful. It kind of reminded me of a mini Toronto mixed with Hollywood, with the hills in the background and the mountains. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Awesome. Now, when I did watch the show, we saw you the first day, I believe it was the first, no, it was the day before that you saw, you went on a makeover. And on the show, you said that you had never, ever worn makeup before. And you're now in this studio, the salon, where everybody's doing your makeup, everybody's doing your hair, and you, all you have to do is sit back and relax. What was your thoughts about that?
Well, we actually had the whole salon to ourselves. We had to wake up around 5:30 in the morning, get there by 6, and everyone, when we walked in, they said, the salon is yours, no one else is here, we're open exclusively for you guys. And I felt like a rock star, that's to put it in those kind of words. I've never really been a makeup chick, and having a professional do my makeup and having the guy who did Josh Ramsey's blue streak do my blue streak, it was an honor. And
which
I felt like
green.
A rock star. I felt like a dream.
Right on. And which that streak is now, if I may say to our listeners, is green. It
Sorry.
Is now, it, the that streak is now faded to being green.
It's about, yeah, toothpaste green.
Toothpaste
awesome.
Green, yeah. And then after that, I think it was the next day, you got up real early. I know you weren't a fan of the early mornings. I do remember that.
Yeah.
And you walked into this hotel room, and there's the band. Tell us, thinking, okay, we just came back. We were in Toronto just the other day. Here we are in Vancouver. Now we're in some hotel room where Marianne's Trench, your favorite band, and actually it's a pretty favorite band of mine myself.
Yep.
What was going through your head?
Well, we were told to enter the room, and as soon as I walked in, there's this bright light in my face from the lighting for the camera, and it was all silent. There was this exciting tension in the air. That's all I can explain it. And I walked in. The first person I saw was kind of technically half of Matt because he was under an umbrella, so I saw his legs. And I saw Mike in the closet kind of with this weird expression waving, just frozen in the closet, and I see a lump on the bed. And I figured the lump would be Josh Ramsey.
Of course.
So it was pretty exciting, and I actually whispered to Kelsey, should I jump on the bed? Should I jump on the bed? And we just kind of tore the blanket off, and there he was. And it was like the whole thing, it didn't even seem real. It felt like it didn't even sink in.
Right,
but it was really cool being welcomed by them because they're great guys.
Yeah, they seem like a bunch of great guys, and
we'll
get into that part later. But the date itself, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, right from when we met the guys in the hotel, we took a trip. We went down to Stanley Park. It's a huge, beautiful park, and we got we didn't know where we're going. They didn't tell us. They said, well, we're just going to go, and we're going to surprise you. So we got to the aquarium, and I said, wicked, an aquarium.
Mysterious.
So it was still open to the public, which was kind of interesting, people trying to take pictures and stuff and ask for autographs. But, yeah, you know, it was kind of cool being with the band, and they're asking for autographs. But anyways, so we got to the aquarium, and we got instructions. We got taught some dolphin tricks with our hands. So if we do, I don't know, let's say, like a big L in the air or something, the dolphins would know what to do and they do a trick. So we
That's
got
awesome.
Taught those first.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Then we went down to the dock and we went on our hands and knees and we did our dolphin tricks and watched dolphins do their thing and dance with them and stuff. And after that, the aquarium was closed for the public. We walked inside and there's this big room with a big clear window with beluga whales swimming in it with a big table set up with candles, everything. So we had the whole main course meal all set up for us. It was a very like romantic, intimate dinner with a band and my friend and everything. It was great.
Did they pay?
I don't think you can hear Mitch, but Mitch asked, who paid for the dinner?
Oh, it was all paid for. I'm pretty sure it was the aquarium.
Nice.
Or Much Music.
That is proper.
That's pretty awesome.
Like basically, it wasn't in public. It's our own room. I assume we'd go out in public for dinner, that's what I thought, but I realized that wouldn't be, you know, that'd be kind of chaos. So, yeah, I mean, everything, like, they had chefs and they had people who worked there cook the meal for us, so we didn't have to pay for a thing.
Right on. That's pretty awesome.
It is.
And at the end of the weekend, how were you feeling? Were you feeling, you know, you were sad about leaving, or were you kind of still excited that this was all still happening?
It's a bit of both. I was excited that I was there and it was a great trip, but I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay in Vancouver for another 2 weeks. I didn't want to leave. I was having so much fun, and the weekend flew by so fast.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And lastly, but not least, before we let you go here, but when I say let you go, we'll turn off your mic and we'll finish talking to you after we go off of our mics here. So lastly, who was, when you experienced this, who was your favorite band member out of the whole experience?
My favorite band member? A lot of people expect me to say Josh Ramsey, but he's everyone's favorite. But it's a tie between Ian and Mike. They're both just very genuine, very down-to-earth, great, friendly guys. They really acted like they wanted to be there, and they were having a lot of fun. I remember when I had my life jacket on, when we were about to play with the Dolphins, Mike kept punching me in the stomach with the life jacket on. So he's just very friendly and very open, and he made me feel, like, comfortable and stuff. And so did Ian. He has this awkward kind of humor, but he's really funny. And, yeah, those two are definitely my favorites.
Right on. Anyways, Aaron, thank you for coming on air with us and sharing that experience with all of our listeners and with us in the studio here. That was really awesome, and we really appreciate that. So thanks for calling in, and stay on the line. Don't go away.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Aaron McCrae talking to you via the phone, and we're going to get to a song here. It's just a redo of Mariana Trench, Good to You, and they re-recorded their own song and it put out a different version. Here's that song for you. Here's Mariana Trench, Good to You.
Acoustic.
Around, no words are coming now, and I can't find my breath. Can we just say the rest with no sound? And I know this isn't enough, I still don't measure up, and I'm not prepared. Sorry is never there when you need it, and who I really am and who
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mariana's Trench with Good to You. We're going to skip ahead in the playlist a little bit here. We were going to play Shelter by Headley, but we are getting a little short on time here today. I work at Sobeys. I'm not sure. Oops, there. I actually hit the mic there.
Yeah.
I work at Sobeys in Whitby. And right now it's Thanksgiving season. We're doing these food bags that we do from, we take product off the shelves and we put it in a bag. And customers can donate $5 for these bags, and it'll go to the Salvation Army.
That's a lot for a bag.
you know what? But it's worth it because it does go to a family who is in need for this holiday season. Because I mean, not really a holiday, but this Thanksgiving, because some people can't afford food. They can't afford this kind of stuff. So what Sobeys does is they make these food bags for if customers want to buy. They'll do that. They can buy five. Just take five. Add extra $5 onto their bill, and just throw it onto the, and just throw it in the bin, and it'll go right to the Salvation Army. But I mean, that's a great thing, first of all, for everybody to be doing.
Yeah.
I love the fact that, you know, Sobeys does that. But there is one thing that bothers me. I'm gonna get Mitch to put in his input here too, because well, he is my co-host, and we want to get some feedback here as well. So we will ask if anybody does want to call in, and we do want to hear your feedback on this as well. The number here is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. If you do want to call in and share your feedback once we get to what we want to talk about here. Yeah. And what it is, yeah. Sobeys also has a points card. It's called Club Sobeys. And it does increments of 5, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what bothers me is instead of people taking the money out of their own pockets to put into these food bags, they use their point money that isn't theirs. It's money that the company is taking off of their bill because for being part of this club, quote unquote, here, because you can't see me doing these quotations. And they're putting in and they're using their $5 or their $10 to buy one or two food bags. It's not coming out of their own pocket. It's coming out of Sobeys pocket. And I'm not sure if maybe this is my own opinion. That's why I'm putting it out there. If people want to call in and share their opinion, you know, that'd be great. That bothers me immensely because of the reason that this is a charity. You don't give, you know, a Club Sobeys card or a Club Sobeys points to some homeless guy on the street. What's he going to do with them? He can't do anything with that.
He's going to go buy his booze with that.
Exactly. You know, it's not really much that they can do with that. But here we are, you know, we're all adults. You usually go into a grocery store buying your groceries. Why can't you use your own money out of your own pockets to put this $5? It's a $5 bag. You know, most people can't afford it. If not, you know, that's understandable. Use your points. But if you're buying $200-$300 worth of groceries, take off $5 and then add this bag of groceries. You know, why not? Why can't you use your own money here to put it in? Anyways, once again, the number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. We would love to hear from you guys, and we want to hear other people's opinion, because this is something I think personally is an issue, not really an issue, but it's just something that I like to bring up to other people out there. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to broadcast our voices, our opinion out there, and see what we can get feedback as well
to the interwebs,
through the interwebs, as Mitch said there.
It's the interwebs.
It's the interwebs, not internet. It's interwebs now, ladies and gentlemen.
Internet is old.
But back to the point. I mean, okay, $5 is $5, and I had one guy come through with the till. It was Express, and he got two bags because he wanted his bill to be even. So he bought two of these bags and put $10 in it. He wanted his bill to be even. Was he doing this out of the goodness of his heart? No. You know, I'm not. I mean, it was. Well, maybe he was as well. I'm not going to say that he wasn't. But it was just. I found that this is something with a charity should be done, you know, out of the goodness of people's hearts, because that's what charity is. As I said before, you don't go up to some homeless guy on the street. Here's my Club Sobeys card. You know, here's my Shopper's Optimum card. You know. Here's this club card. Here's this club card. You know, go do with it what you want. How does that guy, first of all, even know if there's any points on there or what this points card is even good for? No, Mitch, what do you have to say about that?
If I were in that situation where I lived on the street and then some upstanding citizen of society came and gave me a card, I would immediately go to the nearest Sobeys and just buy bananas, as many bananas as I could buy, because I used to do that for my Dairy Queen job, and it was fucking hilarious. Fudging hilarious.
watch your language there, buddy. We have one phone call here. Give us 1 second to figure out how this works. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who do we have here on the line?
It's Chris.
Chris, what's your last name, Chris? Or we won't do that. Chris, what is your input on this?
I just think that people should be free to, like if they've got points, available that they can actually use. Instead of, you know, they normally get like a gift certificate or something towards groceries, sure, they can be able to donate that.
All right. Thanks for your call, Chris. We really appreciate your input. Is there anything else I'd like to say before we go to the next caller?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Chris. We really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right, that was Chris, and yeah, he does make a valid point. This is something that I've heard from some people. You know, you've got the points there. You know, that's great. But like I said, we all have our own opinions here. You know, Chris had his opinions. I have my opinions. You know, I think, you know, it should be out of your own pocket, whatever. But you know, we did have that one caller. You know, that was great. So we are gonna move on here. We're going to play a little song for you. I think everybody here knows a band called a Def Leppard.
I bet Kelvin knows it. Yeah, Kelvin knows this band.
I guess that's a shout out to Kelvin, eh? So we're going to play a song here by Def Leppard, and it's called Rocket. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rocket by Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Yeah, as at the end of here. We're going to tell you a little contest thing that we've got going on here.
Oh, sweet.
Everybody here likes coffee. And especially if you're going to college, you know, you're all, everyone's a little short on funds.
Except for Calvin.
Apparently. So we're going to do a little giveaway here, and we're going to explain this. We have a Facebook page. Look us up, Where the Wind Blows. It'll be a communications thing. There's a poster there. If you can't find it, we are on Twitter, and the Twitter is Where Wind Blows R at Twitter. So search us there. Yeah,
is that for a curveball?
Yeah, I'd say. So what we want you to do, and we're going to do this out of confidentiality, so after you post this thing, we are going to delete it afterwards, of course, so your privacy is protected. But anyways, what we are going to do is we're going to give away a $25 Tim card here, which is absolutely fantastic. Because we all need, first of all, everyone needs their morning coffee. You got that 8 o'clock class, you're trying to just trudge through. It's Calm 170. You're trying to push through that class, and that's a hard class to push through. You're gonna need a coffee.
Yeah,
so we're here to help you with that. We're here to give you that free that free 25 coffees or however how much a $25 Tim.
A lot of coffees.
That is a lot of coffee. That'll last you, you know, a couple weeks at
least.
That's
a lot of Monday mornings to bust through right there.
Absolutely. So what we're going to ask you to do on this Facebook page, on this Twitter page, text, put down your landline or your cell phone, and we're going to call you from here from the studio.
Oh, yes.
We're going to call you and we're going to pick a random number. We're going to pick a random person.
But it's
going to
be Calvin.
Hey, that's being stereotypical or biased. Not stereotypical.
Calvin, it's going to be you, okay?
Hey, that's cheating. So we're going to start posting stuff on Facebook, stuff on Twitter, and we're going to give away this Tim card. I'm going to refresh here. I've got the Facebook page open right now. Actually, we're going to say it'll be the first person. It'll be the first person to post on the wall or post on the Twitter that will get this Tim card. And while we're waiting for some of our posts to come in here, we're going to play a wonderful song. Everybody knows who Queen is, if I'm correct. Fat Bottom Girls. Who here knows Queen and the song Fat Bottom Girls?
Booyah.
We're going to play that for you while we wait for all of our posts and all of our tweets to come in. Post your number, and we're going to give you a call. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, here is Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Left alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, and this was quite the easy selection. We had one post. For those people who don't know the Facebook, this is actually going to be a big surprise to people. So, Mitch, can you tell me the phone number here, please? Pardon? Please stand by. We're gonna give this person a call. What's the number? Actually, I got this here. Okay, it's... it's ringing, ladies and gentlemen. It's ringing here.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with here?
It's Calvin Wong.
It actually did happen to be Calvin Wong that actually won this Tim card. Congratulations, Calvin.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you actually like coffee? Do you actually like coffee, Calvin?
You know it.
Alrighty, so we're going to give you a free $25 Tim card within the following few days, and you will get your free coffee.
Cool.
So congratulations to Calvin Wong. Congratulations again, buddy. So we're going to give you your card, and we're going to ask for your contact information and all that exclusively once everybody gets off the line here. Alright, so thanks again, Calvin. Give us 1 second. We'll be right with you. Alright, buddy?
Alright. Good job, Eric and Mitchell.
Alright, thanks a lot, man. We'll call you. We'll be right back. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that was Calvin Wong. He won our first $25 Tim card here, and he was the only one to post on the website here, which was quite interesting.
Hey, well, we got one.
We got one. So at least we know that there are people out there who are listening to this show right now. Which is great.
You know, statistically, I've heard that one call means a billion listeners.
That's good. That is that a real statistic?
Oh yeah, completely okay. True.
Alrighty, first of all, we're gonna do one quick thing here before we go. To all those people who go to Centennial College at Progress Campus. This coming Friday, there will be a toga party. What time does that toga party start, Mitch?
I have no idea. I'm not going. Oh. I'm underage.
Oh.
Well. Goddamn age limits.
Well, anyways. But, okay, so we're going to say that you should be there. I believe the toga party starts at 9 o'clock at Progress Campus. So make sure you guys are there. If you're not there, you're square. Because you're not a triangle.
Yeah, Calvin. Don't be square.
Hey now, we can't be pulling that stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, in the spirit of partaying, we're gonna play a wonderful partay song here, and everybody knows this song. Who knows Andrew WK? He's a great artist. Okay. We got one clap there. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Andrew WK with Party Hard. Here we go.
When it's time to party, we will party hard. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Andrew WK with Party Hard. That is such a great song, especially for partying. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are almost out of time here, and I'm going to share one quick story with you before we go. Andrew WK, first of all, he's a great guy. I'm going to make this a really short story. So what it is Andrew WK, he made a tweet one day, and it was his phone number. And he said, call now. So I called. And the phone rang.
Ooh.
He said, hello? I'm like, Andrew WK? He's like, yeah. This is him. Who's this? I'm like, this is Eric. He's like, well, hi, Eric. And we went on with introductions. You know, thank you for listening, whatever. He's like, okay, now we're going to do an activity together, Eric. And I said, okay, what is it? He's like, I'm going to count to three. And we are going to say party three times. I'm like, okay. He's like, one, two, three. And they were like, oh, party, 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 party. It was a little messed up. He's like, oh, man, that sucked. We're going to try it again, okay? I go, he said, okay, you ready, Eric? I'm like, I'm ready. He says, ready, one, two, three. And we're like, party, party, party! It was, and then he's like, wow. Yo, man, that was great, you know? What's he, oh, I got another call here, but we're going to, but thank you for listening. You know, that's really great, awesome. That's awesome. I'm like, well, thank you. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time here for our first episode of Where the Wind Blows. So thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. It was great that we did get a lot of feedback here. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Eric Terry.
And I'm Mitchell Keenan.
And we're going home.